Christ Embassy presents A Night of Blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips on Friday, the 12th of September, 2025.
From 6 p.m. at the Tafawa Balewa Square, TBS, Lagos Island.
It will be a time of total restoration and transformation.
Free bus shuttle will be available on the island from Marina to Epe.
Get ready to experience an outpouring of blessings like never before.
For seat reservations, please visit anointofblessings.org or call 090-764-153-12 for inquiries and bus shuttles.
Remember, for seat reservations, please visit anointofblessings.org or call 090-764-153-12 for inquiries and bus shuttle. See you there.
The supreme God you are, Lord, the unlimited greatness and power of God was brought in you, Lord Jesus, when you arose from death. You ascended into heaven to sit at the right hand of the Father in heavenly space, far above every rule and all authority, all names and every title that can be conferred. Lord, you reign. Not only in this age, but in endless ages to come. Lord, you're the supreme head of the church. In union, you quickened us together. Together in you. Same resurrection life, Lord, you're the supreme head. You're the head of the church. You made us alive in union with you. You quickened us together. Together with you, Lord, with the same. Supreme God, you are. You made us alive in union with you, Lord. Lord, your infinite wisdom is made known to all. Through us, you saints, Lord Jesus, as we proclaim. Alive in union with you, Lord. You quickened us together. Together with you, Lord, with the same resurrection life. Oh, the universal monarch you are, Lord Jesus. You made us
Glory, glory, glory be to God. Today is day 17 of our 50 days of blessings. I'm really excited as we look forward to the night of blessings at the Tafa Balewa Square, Lagos on September 12th, Friday, from 6 p.m. till dawn. I'm sure you're getting ready and the Spirit of God is getting ready for you for what promises to be an unforgettable night in your life. I want to share God's word with you. And I'm reading from Psalm 119 and verse 18. I'll read it first from the King James Version, as I usually would like to do, so that if you knew the scripture before, you'd be familiar with it before I read it in another translation. Psalm 119 and verse 18 says, "Open thou mine eyes, that I might behold wondrous things out of thy law. I'm a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me." Some of you may have read that before, but I want to read it from a newer translation, a simpler translation that lets you know the sense of what the scripture is saying. I'm reading from the Living Bible. It says, "Open my eyes to see wonderful things in your word." Oh, hallelujah. Do you know that there are wonderful things in the word of God? Some people think the Bible is so boring, it's full of old things that are not relevant to life today, but there are wonderful things in the Word of God. God's Word contains God's truths. It contains God's visions. It contains God's abilities. It contains the life of God Himself. And it is important that your eyes are open to see the wonderful things in the Word of God. Do you know, during the night of blessings, we're going to be sharing the Word of God. And you are going to see wonderful things in the Word. Yes, this Bible that you have been crying about, or maybe you just keep it somewhere on your bed, you're going to open it and see that God has put wonderful things in there for you. Things that have to do with giving you a better life, you know, putting you on the path that you should go. So get ready to see wonderful things in the Word of God. But I like verse 19. It says, "I am but a pilgrim here on earth. How I need a map. And your commands are my chart and guide." How true. The man says, "I'm a pilgrim here on earth." Every one of us is a pilgrim here on earth of some kind. This world is not our final destination. This world that you know it, the earth as you know it as it is today. So you are a pilgrim. You're on a journey here on earth. And if you're on a journey that you have never been before, you need a map. You need a guide. You need someone to help you navigate your way through life. And the Word of God is your chart and your guide. I'll read it again. It says, "I'm but a pilgrim here on earth. How I need a map." Sometimes you don't know what to do about some kind of situations. And really, you've never been this way before. You have never been the exact age you are today, in the exact place you are today. You've never had it before. So you need a map. The Word of God is your chart and your guide. One of the things that we really want to happen with you and for you is that you discover the beauty of the Word of God. Not only that there are wonderful things in the Word, but that the Word of God is a map for you. His commandments are a chart and a guide. You can know what to do about tomorrow. You can know what to do about the problem that maybe your children have, or there's a particular challenge you are facing. You can know what to do from the Word of God. And I tell you, it is better to be guided by the word of God than to be guided by human sense or human wisdom. So you need a map. You need the word of God. You need to study the word. You need to know the word for yourself, that the word of God may guide you in the way that you should go and lead you into your divine destiny. Do you know that every person has two destinies? There's a natural destiny that you're born into by virtue of your biological birth, where you were born, where you live, the school you went to. All these are determined by the people that give birth to you. But when you give your life to Christ, you enter into your divine destiny. And in your divine destiny, you are led by the word of God to do the things that God called you to do, the things that God raised you to do. I want to read to us from Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, but I'll read this from the Amplified Translation. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10 says, "For we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking the paths which he prepared ahead of time that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live." Did you see that? When you are born again in Christ Jesus, you get on the path that God predestined for you to go. No longer are you wandering aimlessly, not knowing what to do, but you begin to find yourself doing the things that God prepared for you to do. But how do you discover that? From the Word of God. From the Word of God. And that's why we've been sharing the Word of God with you every day for the past 16 days, 17, including today. And we're looking forward to opening the Word of God to you again at the Night of Blessings. Come and hear the Word that will give you a map for your future. You need to know what to do. The world we're in today is not a world you make gambles about. You have to know what to do. You have to get it right the first time. Psalm 119 and verse 130. I read this from the King James Bible. It says, "The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple." When God's word enters into your heart, it gives light to you. You know what to do. You see? And once there is light, there is no fear. There's no uncertainty. There's no confusion because light has come. It is the word of God that gives light to you. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The word of God is your map, your guide, your chart, your light, your counsel. It gives you understanding. If you've not been born again, today you should give your life to Christ, because God's word will not mean anything to you without his life inside you that you receive when you get born again. So today, as we go through the program, Pastor George is going to come up and lead you to Christ in the Bible way. Commit yourself to Christ today and then start learning the word. Start learning the word. Plan to be at the Night of Blessings. We will share God's word and unveil wonderful things in the word of God. Things that will amaze you. Things that will change your perspective. Things that will open up new realms to you. New things that you didn't know about before. You'll get to know them at the Night of Blessing. Start planning now to be there. I want to read a scripture we read yesterday, Psalm 16 and verse 11. It says, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore." Glory, glory, glory be to God. God will show you the path of life. He will show you the way you should go. He will show you your future, your eternal destiny, and what to do about your today and your tomorrow. Start planning now. Friday, September 12th, 2025, at the Tafawa Balewa Square, Lagos, a night of blessings just for you. Just for you. Plan now. Use the information we're giving to you to confirm that you're going to be there. I want to hear from you. Use the phone number to give us a call. Send us an SMS. Go to anightofblessings.org. Reserve your seat. Let us start planning for you. From all over Lagos, we want to know where you're coming from so we can make buses are available to you. Make sure you are there. I'm expecting you to be there. A Night of Blessings, Friday, September 12, 2025, at the Tafawa Balewa Square, 6 p.m. till dawn. We're going to share some testimonies with you about some of the programs we had, real life testimonies from people like you, whose lives were impacted as they came in contact with God's word that gives light, God's word that gives guidance, God's word that gives life. Stay tuned to the program as we take you into the next segment. God bless you.
First of all, I want to talk about my salvation on the day of blessing. Yeah, I was at my home when they called me. So as they called me, they came to my compound and then talked to my neighbor. He didn't answer. I was inside doing something else. I opened my door. I called them. Talk to me. I'm also a human. You can talk to me. So they talked to me and gave me a slip, invitation slip for the day of blessing 3.0. I said I'll be coming. I gave them my contacts. So I called my family, talked to my wife, my children, and talked to my neighbors too. We invited many people. We came with BRT. So at the day of blessing, I came. Truly, I invited people. But for me, I just came to have fun, just to be there to see what really happened. So there, I was like, when Pastor was preaching, I felt touched, like, this is different from what I am here for. Sincerely different. There, like, when Pastor called for salvation, I was like, oh, let me just not put myself into another thing. So then a brother beside me just tapped me. Brother, let's wake up. Let's go and give our life to Christ. We came together. Let's go and give our life to Christ now. Okay, is that what you want? Yes. I followed him. So we get to the point. Pastor prayed for us. There I was like, it's normal now. I've been to many churches. They pray for us about salvation. So nothing changed. I've never attended a church for 3 months. No. I've been to various churches. Like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 1 month. But not up to 3 months. But I thank God today. I am here over a year now. So without missing church, I've been regular in church doing my activities. I gone through the foundation classes, and then I did my graduation. From there, I became a cell leader. So now we have a service center at Badoret. Yes, in my compound. We are using my compound for the service center. So when it comes to, Day of Blessings 0.4, I came again with 2 BRT. You know, before was 1 BRT, but this one was 2 BRT. So I know the number is increasing. And I'll say, okay, fine. When Pastor started praying, Pastor said, wherever you need healings, just put your hand there. I touched my pocket because that is where I need healing during that time. Yes, because, like, I'm a fisherman. So I was working as a laborer then. So, but after the program, let me say a week later, I got my boats, my engine, everything was given to me free. You know, so that is part in the impact of a day of blessing. And this night of blessing I am preparing is not going to be 2 BRT. You know, the number is going to increase. And I'm very sure the testimony is going to be bigger than this in Jesus' name.
Oh, thank you so much, Pastor Man, for another dose of blessings given to us today. We are grateful for the consciousness of the beautiful things we have in the Word of God. By the power of the Holy Spirit and through this consciousness, we declare that we see and live in the reality of these beautiful things in Jesus' name. Thank you, ma'am. Now, to you, our listeners, I'm sure you heard those enlightening words from Pastor Diola Phillips. She encouraged us to discover the beauty of the Word of God because God's Word is our chart and our guide in life. And with the word, you can know what to do about your tomorrow. You can find solutions to every challenge. She said, it is better to be guided by the word of God than by human senses. So irrespective of the circumstances in your life, always go for the word of God. Glory to God. And I'm sure you were also inspired by that beautiful, beautiful testimony. Personally, I found every detail in it to be quite revealing. From how he got his invitation to attend the program, a day of blessings program, to receiving his salvation at the program and subsequently growing spiritually by his participation in ministry and receiving a miraculous transformation in his finances. Glory to God. Glory to God. All because he made contact with the Word of God at a day of blessings. God bless you. Now, if you are not yet born again, I'd like for you to pray this prayer of salvation after me, but mean it from the bottom of your heart. Say, O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I'm born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations, you are now a child of God. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for these ones who just prayed the prayer of salvation. Let the name of Jesus be named upon them. Thank you, Father, because these ones will shine as lights in their world. These ones will be guided by your word. These ones will be guided by your spirit, even as they fulfill your plans and purposes for their lives. And we declare that they shall be made ready for the rapture of the church. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So congratulations once again. But we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to know that you just gave your heart to Christ, because we have some resources to send to you to help you to begin to grow your life as a Christian, and also to enjoy this life of blessings that the Lord has made ready for you. Now, if you've been blessed by these broadcasts, if you have testimonies, if you have questions, if you have prayer requests, please reach us on our number. That's 0907-641-5312. Again, the number is 0907-641-5312. When you reach us at that number, we will be glad to provide you with the appropriate responses. Thank you and God bless you. Now, remember to keep a date with us at A Night of Blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips, coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafawa Balewa Square. Now, this is going to be a night you will never forget. It's going to be a night of the Word of God, a night of praise, a night of worship, a night of miracles, a night of healing, a night of salvation. And I'm sure you don't want to miss this. Remember, A Night of Blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafawa Balewa Square. Now, for your free seat reservations, please go online to anightofblessings.org, anightofblessings.org for your free seat reservations. And if you live in Lagos, especially if you live anywhere between Marina and Ekpe, we do have free bus shuttle arrangements to bring you from where you are to the venue of the program. So please reach us on our number. The number once again is 0907-641-5312. 0907-641-5312. When you reach us, we'll be glad to share details of the free bus shuttle arrangements with you. God bless you. Now, remember, A Night of Blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafawa Balewa Square. And for your free seat reservations, please go online to anightofblessings.org. And for all the inquiries, please reach us at our number, that 0907-641-5312. Thank you so much for joining us today. And remember to join us every day of this week at 5:45 a.m. and 9 p.m. for another glorious broadcast. Thank you and God bless you.
Christ Embassy gbé kalẹ̀ alẹ́ ìbùkún pẹ̀lú oníwàásù Diola Phillips. Ọjọ́ Jímọ̀ ọjọ́ kejìlá oṣù kẹsàn-án ọdún 2025 láti aago mẹ́fà ìrọ̀lẹ́ ní Tafawa Balewa Square, Èkó, Wambi, Aṣálẹ̀ Ìràpadà àti Ìyípadà. Ọkọ̀ ọ̀fẹ́ wà fún oníkálukú láti Marina títí dé Ẹ̀pẹ́. Ẹ gbáradì fún àgbà ìyanu tí kò tí ì ṣẹlẹ̀ rí. Fún ààyè, ẹ lọ sí anightofblessings.org tàbí kẹ́ ẹ pè wá sórí nọ́mbà yìí 0907064513812. Fún bọ́ọ̀sì, ẹ rántí láti fi àyè sílẹ̀ fún bọ́ọ̀sì lórí nọ́mbà yìí lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí 0907641-5312. Ìpàdé di ọjọ́ náà.
Christ Embassy na-eweta ozi ọma gaa n'akpọ abalị nke ngọzi. Onye ndu ya bụ Pastor Diola Phillips. Ọ ga-ewere ọnọdụ na Friday 12th of September 2025. A ga-ebido ozi ọma na elekere anya isii nke uhuruchi na Tafawa Balewa Square, TBS, Lagos Island. Ihe a bụ oge ndụ gị ga-agbanwe. Ị ga-enweta ihe niile nke ị na-achọ n'aka Chineke na ozuzu oke na aha Jizọs. Marakwa na a ga-enwe ụgbọala nke ga-ebu ndị mmadụ siterịị na-ekpe ruo na Marina. Maka ịnweta oche mara mma, gaa na anightofblessings.org ma ọ gị kpọ akara ekwentị a 0907641-5312. Maka ndị na-anụghị ihe m kwuru mbụ, biko nọrọkwa ugbu a, akara ekwentị nke ị ga-akpọ bụ 0907641-5312. Aga m ahụ gị ebe ahụ.
Christ Embassy na gabatar da daren albarka tare da Pastor Diola Phillips a ranar Juma'a 12 ga watan September daga karfe 6 na yamma a Tafawa Balewa Square wato TBS a Lagos Island. Lokaci ne na karban albarku gaba daya. Jiragen bus za su kasance a kan tsibirin daga Marina zuwa Ẹ̀pẹ́ kyauta. Ku shirya domin irin albarku da ba a taba gani ba. Don ajiyar wurin zama da kuma tambayoyin motocin bus, ku kira wannan number 090-764-1312 ko kuma ku tura sako zuwa anightofblessings.org. Sai mun hadu.
Night of Blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips for Friday 12th September 2025 from 6 p.m. for Tafawa Balewa Square, Lagos Island. A time of total restoration and transformation. Free bus shuttle day available for island from Marina to Ẹ̀pẹ́. Oya prepare o, make una experience blessing where una never see before. For seat reservation, make una visit anightofblessing.org or call 090-7641-5312. Remember, visit anightofblessing.org or call 090-7641-5312 for inquiries and bus shuttle. No miss, oh, make I see you for dear. Hey, hey, hey. When you believe, you will receive. It's a
night of blessings, a night of blessings. Christ Embassy presents A Night of Blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips on Friday, the 12th of September, 2025.
From 6 p.m. at the Tafawa Balewa Square, TBS, Lagos Island.
It will be a time of total restoration and transformation.
Free bus shuttle will be available on the island from Marina to Ẹ̀pẹ́.
Get ready to experience an outpouring of blessings like never before.
For seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-1513-12 for inquiries and bus shuttles.
Remember, for seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-1513-12 for inquiries and bus shuttle. See you there.
See you there.